Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, my name is Paul Butler, and I'm one of the client partners over at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm so delighted to be joined today by Burl Fajardo, who is a leadership development consultant. We first met through Citrix. And Burl, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about you, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Burl, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, great. So, hey, thanks, Paul. Thanks for the invitation. As Paul mentioned, my name is Burl Fajardo. I'm a leadership development consultant, and I've been in the space of leadership and management development for a very long time. And I've worked primarily in high-tech sectors, such as Sun Microsystems, Oracle, Cisco, Equinix, and Citrix. So I'm delighted to be here today. So the question was around, what are some best practices around leadership development? And I have found that consistently, the three that I'm going to share today have come up consistently throughout the organizations I've worked with. And the first one I'd like to share with you is having a self-awareness as a leader. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? You know, it's like, who are you as a leader? What is your leadership style? What is your personal branding? Because guess what? Believe it or not, as a leader, you're a walking signal. People are watching you. People that work for you, that partner with you, that collaborate with you, they're watching you. They're looking at how you interact with others, how authentic you are, what you do, who do you send emails to, who do you have lunch with? These are all signals. So you need to have a sense of self-awareness about how you want to come across as a leader and make it memorable. What is it exactly that's going to personalize your leadership? When we think about leading others, the thing that comes to mind, especially nowadays, is emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I know that's pretty broad, a very, very broad subject. So I want to focus specifically on being empathetic. Mm-hmm. I think it's really key during the pandemic, and now we're moving out of post-pandemic, but you got to put yourselves in other shoes. And what does that look like? I think as a leader, and you show that empathy, I think it's going to show your authenticity and be it giving you the ability to connect with others. Another important thing in leading others, I just wanted to mention, just because there's lots of crazy things going on right now in the L&D industry and at companies in general, is being agile. You got to be able to shift. You got to be resilient to change. You got to be able to manage change, communicate that change to the people you're leading so that they understand what the change is. And you just want to be resilient around it. So being agile, I think, is another important component to leading others. And then the last one I wanted to share, you talked a little bit about business acumen. And in many of the programs that I've launched within the organizations I've worked for, is there's always a component around understanding your business strategy. So whatever organization you work for, you've got to understand what the business strategy is. And specifically, what do I mean by strategy? I know one of the professors I used to work with at UC Berkeley, he used to define strategy as, where do you put the resources? So you need to understand, what are the business strategy of your company? Where are you going to put the resources? How do you articulate the business strategy to your team so that they understand it? They understand how they connect to that strategy. And then how you measure what success looks like. Those are really important things. So just summarize, the three things I wanted to chat with you today about are having self-awareness, being empathetic, and understanding your business strategy. So those are the key aspects of what I wanted to share today.
Well, thanks ever so much for your insights on those. And just a quick response to those three things that you said there. What I loved about those is, first of all, it was very, very clear. And then I also love the fact that they're really principles. And I often say that principles are those things that are universal, they're objective, they exist with or without our permission, they're kind of external to us. And again, I can see these kind of standing outside of time. So this thing about self-awareness, especially the piece around empathy on emotional intelligence, and then that piece around business strategy. So thanks ever so much. And just a shout out to the subscribers, please keep an eye on the events page of our website for the free events that we do on a regular basis, which obviously you're very welcome to attend. And Beryl, I know you're up in Northern California. I'm down in Southern California. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks
and thank
ever
you
so much.
So much. I so appreciate the invitation, and I look forward to viewing other recordings as well.
Thanks ever so much. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.